Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10 Democratic candidates will take the stage tonight in Houston in the third round of presidential debates. What should we look for tonight? Princeton political scholar Dr. Lauren Wright teaches a course on the American presidency. She is the author of Star Power, American Democracy in the Age of the Celebrity Candidate. Dr. Wright, thank you for being here. Joe Biden is still the perceived frontrunner. Do you expect the other nine to gang up on him?
I'm not sure, because there's some drawbacks and benefits to being the front runner. Joe Biden's the front runner right now because he has extremely high name recognition. People know him, understand who he is, like him. And of course, you can't get voters to support you if they don't know who you are, especially at such an early stage like this. And he's known, but he has a positive association in the minds of Democratic voters because they remember the Obama presidency, and he carries that credential. So it's really complicated. I think some of the more desperate candidates, if I could use that word, who are not polling very well, could use the opportunity to go after him. But overall, I'm not sure if we'll see especially personal attacks toward Joe Biden. Maybe some questions about his policy record and his past, but probably not about his gaffes and whether he's fit and all of these sort of media questions that we've been interested in.
Some have expressed concerns about Biden's energy level, even his mental acuity. Does he need to amp himself up a little bit?
He does. To whatever extent possible, he really does. He needs to be responsive, not let himself get steamrolled, and to whatever extent possible, seem like the in-control, in-charge candidate, been here, done that. I'm, steady as can be, honest, and ready to take the questions head on. However, I do still think he has so much leeway at this point that if he was to deliver maybe a mediocre performance or sort of a poor performance, I'm not sure that would really scare his donors and his supporters at this point. We have a few months to go.
Now, this is the first time Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden have shared a debate stage. What do you expect there?
That's a really good question. I think that's what people are fascinated with. Elizabeth Warren is a really effective communicator. And so as someone who's interested in political messaging, I'm watching Elizabeth Warren really closely and Andrew Yang really closely. They both have this way of putting their policy proposals into simple, condensed phrases and things people can understand. So Elizabeth Warren, for example, talks about a 2% wealth tax, but she doesn't say, we're going to take money from the wealthy and that's just the way it is. She says, look at it this way, that it's 2 cents of every dollar that we're asking for. And research shows that if you can frame something in a more positive way like that, than a wealth tax or wealth redistribution, voters respond really well to that. It's sort of akin to when a doctor says you have a 10% chance of living versus a 90% chance of dying. She's really mastered the positive way to talk about wealth redistribution.
What about the second tier among the top 10? Who should we look for there? And do these second tier candidates really need to do something tonight to move up the ladder?
They do. And so the important thing to understand is that primary debates are much more useful than general election debates because it forces voters watching to think a little bit harder about who they like among this field of candidates. And because we know, not everyone's really watching, not everyone's paying attention who's watching, it's who can give the best attention-grabbing performance. And it's unfortunate, like I talk about in my research, because we probably want to know who's better at governing, but what debates test for is who's the best campaigner, who's the best performer, who's the best communicator. And so we need to watch for these second-tier candidates to really take charge. And as I just mentioned, Andrew Yang, who now is, you know, I've seen on social media all day, he's teasing some big reveal, some stunt. He's going to pull a debate night surprise, his supporters are calling it. So those types of tactics are very, very good for attention getting. And yes, it's, you know, it might not be good for democracy, but yes, what candidates need to do at this point is really amp up the publicity and draw those eyeballs and draw attention to themselves, whatever means possible.
That debate tonight in Houston, Dr. Lauren Wright at Princeton, thank you for talking with us today.
Of course.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.